This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've mentioned this before. Like, we've never really traveled before, and we recently traveled sort of together as a show. Like, I traveled before you guys. I left alone, but I came back with Aaron. You traveled there with Aaron, and then went back with somebody who works at another radio station here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were kind of sharing. We didn't share rooms, but we were at a different hotel than you. So we had our, like, our bags in your room, and then we had in our room, and then moving back and forth. So we were like, even
I gave you a key. I gave you unfettered access to my
you did,
room.
Yeah.
Which
I used your bathroom kind of a lot.
It felt weird
every time.
Did you really use it a lot?
Kind of. Every time I went up there, I saw it just
waiting,
just begging me to come over.
The weird thing about my room, I don't know how to explain this. Like, did you come to my room?
Yeah.
Did you see my weird shower?
Yeah. Because remember, TX stood in it?
Oh, yeah.
And showed us.
Like, my shower had, like, opaque glass on one side.
The shower was on one side of the room. The toilet was on the completely other side.
Yes.
Not attached. They're
not
just
attached.
Separating the bed from, like
the hallway,
the other.
What would be the bathroom was just like a hallway between the bedroom and the living room.
But it was still very wide.
Yes.
Very bizarre.
Mm-hmm. But then, because there was a couch and stuff in there, there was like the shower had glass that, like, when you were sitting on the couch, you were looking into the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't see into it.
It was like kind of blurry until you got up close.
Real close, yeah.
So how opaque is it? Can you see this?
Yeah. So I kind of wanted you guys to come and watch me shower one time.
Okay.
It was just a really weird thing. I can't believe you. Did you poop in my bathroom?
No, I didn't. I promise you I didn't. Because I wouldn't even poop in my own room. I'd go to the lobby.
You lobby poop when you're traveling alone?
I guess, yeah, alone. I never travel alone. I was lost the whole time because I'm so used to, like, big bags and kids and strollers and car seats and check-in, and we got to get there so early, and we got to have all the snacks and the crayons. And then it was like, no, you can just show up and get on the plane.
Yes.
Like, oh, this is great.
It was like, I don't know how to say this without being rude. Aaron, you're hard to travel with.
I am, but I'm not.
You're weird. Like,
I'm weird.
Why
about
in God's
it, I know.
So I ended up jumping
okay.
in earlier.
I'm glad it's not me.
I jumped in earlier flight because I decided to come back. There was a concert I wanted to go to, and I just jumped in earlier flight.
Yeah.
Her flight was 2 full hours after mine.
Yeah.
She got in my Uber. She went to the airport.
No.
Yeah.
Like four and a half hours, more, maybe more, before your flight.
Yeah.
What? Who does that?
People who grew up on standby, bud.
No, bud. Yeah. Standby, they don't make the decision until the end, so you could get there 5 minutes before.
No.
Yeah, you're
all on standby.
To, like,
they fill the plane first.
You have to, like, check in on standby, and then it's seniority.
Not anymore. Not like
when
that.
When I was, and then it was seniority.
Okay, well, guess what?
I know I'm not anymore, but old habits die hard.
She was, so Aaron and I were on a very, very early flight going out. It was like 6:30, and she was there when I got there. She'd already
it's
been.
Ridiculous.
I was only there like 20 minutes prior to that.
At that time in the morning, they were on like a 6 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
You can walk, you can pull into DIA at 5:54 and still make that flight. There's
the
nobody
thing,
in security.
The other thing that always would add time is going through TSA with all of my diabetes supplies. Because I always used to get stopped and searched.
And now they just kind of, they're like, come on, we get it.
But now it's still like, just in case.
I get it.
Okay.
Okay, so the other big thing, and I don't know what your takeaways are, if you have anything to say. The thing that I have a problem with, I don't know if I should say any of this out loud.
Okay. So I think you should.
I paid extra money, as one does on this particular airline, who doesn't give you a seat, but gives you a position in line to bum rush the plane and get the best seat you can.
Right.
So I've paid to be at, like, I want to get on the plane so I can get off and get to what I'm doing or get my ass back home. In that case, I want to get in the car and get straight to the concert.
Which I think it's, I think you, they should, if you pay, just give the flight. I hate the way they do it. That was my first experience doing the you gotta check.
Really?
Yeah, because especially on the way back, because you're enjoying your trip and you have a return flight the next day.
Right.
And you're just doing whatever. You're out to dinner, you're having drinks, you're doing whatever.
Oh, not, God, I gotta check
not
in.
Not thinking about checking in. I didn't check in until way too late. And they gave me like Z47.
Yeah, it's only goes to C, but yes.
You can hang on to the back of the plane, I guess.
So that's why you can opt in. You pay extra to do the early bird check-in, so it does it automatically for you.
I did all of that, and I got A5, which is great.
It's like the worst trying to get sneakers on. You're like,
yes, you're on the sneakers app, and
you get a chair. It's a seat on a plane. There's no sneakers.
I want to be very clear about everything I'm going to say from this point forward.
Okay.
I am not an a-hole.
Well.
I am, if you are in a wheelchair, you have every right to be in front of me. I've paid for A5, but you are infirmed in some way. You deserve to go in front of me.
Sure, sure.
Oh, look, we were flying out of San Diego. There were, in full uniform, military people.
Oh.
By all means, get on the plane in front of me. Thank you for your service. Wow. There are families with teeny tiny babies. Absolutely. Like, these are the reasons.
Oh, even them. Okay.
Because it's just hard. They need to spread out.
Yeah.
Like, they're the ones who definitely didn't have their poop in a group. They cannot check in 24 before because our kid's finally asleep and I'm not going to reach for my phone and have the light come on. Like, that's okay. Let them get on.
Need a little extra time to get everything situated.
Yes. Plug the car seat in.
And they all need to be together, too. Yes. That's the other thing.
Can't have them like all in middle seats.
Right. Leo, you can just meet us there.
Could you breastfeed my baby that's in 4B? No. Like, everyone gets great.
Okay. Okay. So far, you're right. You are not an
a-hole. I'm 100% right.
I'm with
you. We traveled with someone who works on another radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
And this a-hole gets pre-board because he's tall. I'm sorry, what? Oh, it's hard to... Then you... Hey, bud. Hey, you got blessed by the genetic lottery and you're tall as hell.
That's the thing is it's too blessed where it is like he cannot
okay, well then pay the upgrade
row.
That I paid. Then you,
I think
Mr. Tall Guy...
Doesn't he?
No, he... has a cord that basically says, I am better than moms, better than disabled people, and better than the military. And he gets his ass to the airport super early, so he gets on first.
Because
for being tall!
Because he can't fit in another seat.
I don't care!
He cannot fit. As someone
don't care!
As someone as the midget community... I know I'm going to be
little people is
Sorry.
What we call it. But like,
I know I'm going to be in a middle seat and that's fine. I get
great.
It. I accept
and
it.
And you accept well, it. Then if he accepts,
cannot, he can't even
he has
fit in
advantages.
The exit row.
Like I have to get out a stepladder to get certain pots out of cupboards at my house. I accept that. And I don't like the way my legs feel when I'm in a middle seat. You know how I rectify that? I pay the money so I get better boarding numbers. But he just goes, I'm tall, let me on first. That's not fair.
But are you considering that I got to travel back with him and he gets to bring a friend to pre-board and I also...
Wait! Wait! If we were on the same flight and tall J-hole shoves aside a guy in his dress whites
that's
and
okay.
brings along Costco Jason Momoa with him...
Yeah. That's not the shoving part, but I was with him.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.